Hi, I'm Dominique for the blog Music Art Culture. Thank you for listening. Happy Monday, everybody. Yeah, that's right. We are in September, and it's been a wonderful day for me. I hope it's been the same for you all. Winding down to the evening, I hope that you got everything done today, and well, whatever you didn't get done, well, there's always tomorrow. And after that, you have the rest of the week, and some things I guess you got to throw out to the end of the month. But the point is, we're going to enjoy the moment we have, not get weighed down by what we can't control, and get together and talk about what we talk about on the blog Music Art Culture, which are things that concern everyday people. And it's going to be a good show. Let's see, quick announcements. musicartculture.org. Head over to our website. Once you get there, guess what? You can follow us on social media. We have links to our Twitter page, our Instagram page, our Google Plus page. Yes, keep up with us, and we want to keep up with you. Be sure to hit the subscribe key and give us your email. Once we get your email, we can start sending you out our free newsletter. That's right, the official newsletter for the blog Music Art Culture. And every month, we have cool kickbacks that we give to our subscribers. This month, we're actually featuring our jazz playlist. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. I got a chance to put that together for our listeners and for our supporters over at Music Art Culture. So feel free to check that out. It's a free playlist with lots of great music. It'll be fun allowing you to listen to these songs and see if you remember some of the fun facts, like the artists, what movies the music was featured on, and I don't know, you might learn a little something too. We have some cool classics on there, some done by Aretha Franklin. We have Quincy Jones, we have Miles Davis, we have Frank Sinatra, and the list goes on and on and on. Definitely John Coltrane. So I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's really all-purpose music. If you haven't been a jazz fan before, or maybe you know of a jazz fan, I want to encourage you to tell them to head on over to musicartculture.org and have them sign up. Once you sign up, we get your email, but you go back into your email address. You check out the inbox, you make sure that you accept your subscription, and that way we can add you to our newsletter and make sure that you get your free playlist. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's all purpose. Take it to the office, take it to the gym, take it to Pilates, take it to the kitchen while you're cooking, having a glass of wine, maybe drinking some water, however you want to do it. It's really good, very cool, and I'm so super excited to share it with you all. So head over, check that out. Also, on Instagram, you can follow us at Music Art Culture, and on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. Really excited about today's topic. We are going to definitely explore the ways to be aware of bullying. That's right, that's today's topic. We're talking about the bully. Signs a child is being bullied, and we just want to pose a question. Maybe, just maybe, you may know a little person, or a big person in some cases, who is bullying others. Great insight from a government website that provides identifiable behavior points to help others identify if there's a problem. Something to definitely take a look at, right? With all the questionable things happening with young minds when it comes to social media and some of the things that they have to go through in the classroom, beyond the classroom, on the playground, catching the bus, getting in an Uber, taking a Lyft. Life is real and it's happening. And that's what the blog Music Art Culture is all about. We like to talk about everyday people who experience everyday things from a everyday, well-rounded perspective. So feel free to join our forums, sign in, like, share, tweet, follow, and let's get into the topic. I am your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Art Culture. Keep listening. So today we are focusing on bullying. Here at MACEF, I think it's important that we talk about bullying in a way that is informative and that doesn't place blame or assumption on the victim or the perpetrator. And what we wanted to do was just have an open conversation and get some information out there to our listeners. So today's episode, again, is dedicated to bullying. And the information that we got was from a reliable source. If you want to find out more about some of this great information that we're going to share with you, be prepared to visit this website because, let me tell you, it is an eye-opener. And it has a lot of great information. It's actually ran as an official website for the U.S. government. And yeah, something you need to know. If you have kids or you don't have kids, maybe you have minors in your home, maybe you don't, maybe you work with minors, maybe you work with young adults. But it's very interesting that the government has taken a initiative to address bullying and to actually put together a website that has great information on what they define as bullying. And the importance of this topic too is to really just provide people with information and how to make an informed decision, especially with the suicide levels among young people on the rise. We have substance abuse on the rise, and we want to make sure that we're actually using the best communication tools that we can in order to kind of stop some of the hurting, maybe help some of the healing process along for some people who have been victimized by bullying, and being more conscious and aware of what we can do to not be a part of the problem. So, interesting thing. First, what they like to do is they determine what bullying is. Now, I think if you've ever survived your adolescence, you can completely understand what bullying is. But let's check out what they define bullying as. It's repetitious, and they use it as an imbalance of power. That's how they describe it. So let's just go through two of the definitions. An imbalance of power: kids who bully use their power, such as physical strength, access to embarrassing information, popularity, to control or harm others. Power imbalances can change over time in different situations, even if they involve the same people. And they're repetitious. They happen more than once. They're reoccurring. And the whole idea is to victimize the other person into a state of submission so that, again, we go back to the imbalance of power. One person has control over the other. But really, we don't want to get too elementary with this, because I do trust that you all are aware of, again, if you were able to survive your adolescence, how that's affected you as an adult. And I think the real power in all this information is being able to define what it means to be present and properly identify bullying before it becomes a problem, and to assist those who could potentially be victimized by making sure that we are aware and that we are present in any situation so that we do not become bystanders in watching someone else be victimized. Now, if that results in you contacting the authorities for protection, or, you know, an emergency situation where a person could be hurt, then that's important too. If that means that you just stand up and speak and vocally announce that you are not in support of a certain action or behavior, that works too. Or just showing kindness after someone has been humiliated or bullied in whichever sense. That's powerful too. At times, that's even most powerful, using the gift of kindness in a moment where a person has been isolated and made to feel less than. So I don't think that ever gets too old or goes out of style. No matter which age group you fall under, definitely empathy and sympathy are needed to basically encourage humanity. And we'll get into a little bit more of that too, but those are the basics. So, types of bullying. Does anybody remember what the most popular form of bullying fell under? Well, they break it down into three categories: verbal bullying, social bullying, and physical bullying. I think it's self-explanatory, right? Verbal bullying, teasing, name-calling, inappropriate sexual comments, taunting, threatening to cause harm. Yeah, verbal threats. We recognize those, even when they happen on social media. But when it gets to social bullying, well, that takes it to a whole another level. We're talking about relational bullying, and it involves hurting someone's reputation or relationships. And it includes leaving someone out on purpose, telling other children not to be friends with someone, spreading rumors about someone, embarrassing someone in public. Well, we go to our last point. Physical bullying involves hurting a person's body or possessions. Anything physical, people. Hitting, kicking, pinching, spitting. Correct, that is assault. Tripping, pushing, taking, or breaking someone's things. Yes. Destruction of other people's property. Making mean or rude hand gestures. Yeah, that can be offensive. So we've went over the top three categories and some of the signs that point right under each one. And, you know, we're going to dive more into that. But I wanted to discuss that to give us a idea of where we're going and how the government, again, categorizes things like bullying. It's very important that we as adults are aware of this so that way we can be more informational with our own personal publics within our own community, be more aware in our own households, how we conduct ourselves outside of the business world, and how we can be more effective with young adults and children, even if we don't have any, right? Each one teach one. So at the end of the day, what are we teaching ourselves and what would we like to teach someone else? It's all about being informed. So let's break it down and get real. Let's make it interesting. Let's take it up a notch. Keep listening. The blog, Music, Art, Culture. I'm your host, Dominique LaRue. Like, share, tweet, follow, hashtag bullying. I'll be sure to post something on our social media page as well, give you insight on the information and the source that we are getting it from. Stay tuned. We got more to talk about. All right. Thank you for sticking with us. The blog, Music, Art, Culture. Our topic today is bullying. And if you're interested about getting more information on the topic, feel free to check out our website. We'll be sure to post our sources there on our social media pages as well. But if you're listening to our podcast now exclusively on Anchor, head over to stopbullying.gov. Again, stopbullying.gov for more information. An official website of the U.S. government. It's a great source on how to address bullying, cyberbullying, prevention, and other resources that can definitely fill in some of the gaps on what to do, how to do it, and how to create a more self-aware environment that is safe and does not create an environment that is unwelcoming. Head over there, stopbullying.gov. There we go. Stopbullying.gov. Right. That feels right. Stop bullying. Follow the hashtag stopbullying and hashtag bullying. Check in with our forums at Music Art Culture on Instagram and our Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts. Join the conversation at any time. And one of the great things about this website that the federal government has put together, it's giving us some data. So it's great to know about what the data says And back into, 2015, they did a study held by the National Center for Education Statistics and Bureau of Justice Statistics, and it indicates that nationwide about 21% of students ages 12 to 18 experienced bullying. That's a significant number. That's almost 25%. And that was back in 2015. Something else to consider. In 2017, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicated nationwide 19% of students in grades 9 through 12 report being bullied on school property in the 12 months preceding the survey. What does that mean? Well, within the past year or less, these kids were being bullied, about 19%, really close to the 21% that experienced bullying in 2015. So it lets us know that it's a serious concern, it's something to be aware of, and the conversation is necessary. Head over, figure it out, get involved in the conversation, and see how you can be more aware of yourself and some of the things around you. Thank you for listening to the blog Music Art Culture. Stay tuned. We've got a few more things to talk about. I'm your host, Dominique. Thank you for listening. And we'll keep rolling. So we are back, my sophisticated comrades. And we are continuing the conversation on bullying, when and where it happens. Well, these days, because we're so technologically advanced, as a lot of you all know, it happens over social media. It happens from person to person, in person as well. It happens in several different ways, but definitely these days it happens over the phone and especially over the web. So it's really important that even as an adult, we kind of curb our appetite to be overly aggressive, mean, and suggestive when it comes to social media posts, when it comes to who and what people choose to follow, and how we perceive others socially and culturally as far as diversity and how we view our own personal preferences. It's very important to be self-aware, but getting into this as far as the internet goes, we find that a lot of young people do not actively display or discuss their emotional state or their frustrations. Instead, some call them thumb thugs. That is a term coined by Nina Parker, if you follow her. She initially started on social media blogs, and she's a pretty prominent journalist. But yeah, thumb thugs, people who hide behind keyboards and type whatever they choose and answer to no one because they are their own authority. And you have people who have multiple personalities. They have multiple social media pages under multiple aliases, and you know, only their close friends and loved ones would ever be able to tell, even if we can assume that they knew. Some don't, and these people go unaccounted for because they can create whatever reality they choose, and it happens so frequently nowadays, it's really hard to do fact checking. So when it comes to the internet, proper ways to disengage with suggestive behavior that can result in bullying, that can result in physical bullying, that can result in any type of verbal bullying, is to, one, hold yourself accountable, and two, have an accountability partner. These are important things even for adults. I know that there's been plenty of times, you know, I'm looking at something that I can just easily say to myself, oh my God, like why, how, when, where, and who. But it's all in the way that I choose, if I choose to share my thoughts, and is it necessary to really put other people on blast per se if they don't have my same view, share my opinions, embody what I embody. It's called free speech. I think the balance is being able to define what that means in today's society and giving it value without meaning that it has to degrade someone or violate their rights while you fully express your own. And I think that's important for these adolescents as well. So one of the things that I recommend for tweens, teens, elementary school students who have social media accounts, as we learned last week with our special guest, Annette, it's important that parents are not only involved, but they're actively searching through their accounts to see what their children are posting when they're not looking. And a great way to be self-aware if you are a parent or if you don't have any children is to, you know, check in with your friends. Be aware of yourself. Ask them to be your accountability partner. There's no right or wrong way to conduct yourself, but you do want someone who has a good idea of who you are and what you embody as a total person to be able to let you know when you're stepping out of rank, when you're being inappropriate, when you're being suggestively perverse, so that way you can know when to reel it back, you can know when to really hold yourself accountable, and kind of reevaluate how you view the world and how you would like the world to view you. It's important. We can compare it to something as simple as spring cleaning. Certain things you just don't wear anymore. You outgrow them. Well, these are people that we follow on social media. Certain things, they're your favorite thing. Maybe you're 5 pounds under, 5 pounds over, and it just doesn't fit the same way. Well, that means that our tastes are changing. And we can apply that to social media because it simplifies the process without it being so judgmental. And it's all about changing, embracing the change, and conforming to the new you. When you outgrow your clothes, that doesn't mean that your taste has to, head on the decline as well, but you just make other choices, and those other choices in the end will result in a better you and reflect who you are in the now moment. And I'm hoping that that is a very positive, reflective person who is very aware of themselves and their surroundings, and that they want to be connected with others, but also be a true, honest reflection of themselves and their best self, and they can actually help others improve. And yeah, that's a lot to say, but we can do that. And one of the ways that we do that is how we communicate. And believe it or not, we are actively communicating with each other every day over social media. So those are things to consider and take seriously, not to take lightly, but to take to heart. The aftermath of bullying stays with people for years. It creates scars that people tend to hand down to others, whether indirectly or directly. Verbally, through behavior. Sometimes these aren't even the children that individuals bear. You know, sometimes the burden goes on the new spouse or the new coworker or the new boo, the girlfriend or the boyfriend, the new person who's in relationship with you, maybe the new best friend, you know, maybe, you know, whatever, the mailman. We all are people and we absorb energy. So it's just about being cognitive and aware of the way we are sharing our energy through our words. We are sharing our energy through how we represent ourselves and what we are absorbing as well. I know that's a lot. Oh, but we're getting through this. We are getting through this. We are getting through this. So one of the things that we wanted to get to, because we can't go this far and turn back now, right? I mean, what was it all worth if we don't get to this? Signs a child is being bullied. And we're also going to talk signs a child is bullying others. I think this is really important, really, really important, because we want to be able to properly identify which is which. And we talk about bullying. I know that I've been accustomed to having the conversation about the bully. We hear it on TV. Kids are being bullied. Kids are being bullied, teased, made fun of, you know, abused physically. There's all types of bullying. But I haven't heard too many discuss how to properly identify a child or the perpetrator in the whole realm of the conversation when it comes down to bullying. So I thought that, wow, this website provides all this great information and it wants people to have a full conversation. And I saw the list and I had to share it because not many people are giving these bullet points. And it's great to know what the standard is, especially since it's coming from the U.S. government. And bullying is beyond a topic. Now it is a call to action. Parents are getting involved. Schools are getting involved. Law enforcement is getting involved because of bullying. It's affecting our communities. People have even, in certain circumstances, went as far as taking legal action, not only against other parents, trying to take legal action based on the behaviors of minors. It's affecting the whole sphere of how we live and interact. And so this is a total win, because we get to talk about it. We get to talk about both sides of it. And we're going to get into how to properly identify the signs, the warning signs for bullying. Hashtag bullying, hashtag stop bullying, hashtag music art culture, hashtag MACEF public arts, hashtag MACEF. Join the conversation, people. We want to hear from you. Follow us on social media, and we are going to get into this list because we want you to know what the government says about identifying the bully. All right, so we are back. We're going to discuss signs a child is being bullied, and we're going to get into that right now. We're getting close to the wrap-up, but we're going to get it all out. Ah, let's do this. 60 seconds or less. Let's see if we can make it happen. Okay, signs a child is being bullied. First off, how to identify the victim, or if there even is a victim in this world of he said, she said, my feelings are hurt, I don't know how I feel. Sigh. What do we do? Well, we get some help. We get some ways to identify what's really going on, and some concrete pointers on how to identify if there is even a bullying problem. Here we go. Number one, unexplainable injuries. Okay. Are they coming home with bruises? Are they saying that they're consistently bumping into things? Or are they just not saying anything, and are they hiding them? Number two, lost or destroyed clothing, books, electronics, or jewelry. Whoa. Have that conversation. Look into that if you need to. Is jewelry missing? Brand new clothes, are they destroyed? Pockets ripped? What is going on? Are we blaming that on the washing machine? Books and electronics? Are we saying that we accidentally misplaced it in an inappropriate place and forgot that we let somebody borrow it, but then the dog picked up the book or destroyed the iPod? I'm sorry, we don't use iPods anymore. But yeah, there's still the iTouch, if they still have that. And iPhones, we have that. Galaxy tablets, we have that. We have a lot of things. What's going on with them? Do we even know? Let's look into that. Number three. Frequent headaches or stomach aches, feeling sick, or faking illnesses. Has it gotten so bad to where an individual is now faking some form of an illness, or maybe they have a real induced state because of the anxiety, the pressure, the imbalance that's happening due to whatever's making them unbalanced? Do we know what that looks like for that individual? Should we be looking at that? Have you recognized signs regarding feeling sick or faking illness? Number four, changes in eating habits, like suddenly skipping meals or binge eating. Kids may come home from school hungry because they did not eat lunch. That is really important. Are they developing an eating disorder? Are they eating less? Are they eating more? Are they not touching their lunch at all, but they're eating breakfast? They're coming home, they're eating dinner, but all throughout school, there's no appetite. Warning signs. It's good to know what they are. So far, we've got four. We're moving on to step number five. Clue number five, difficulty sleeping or frequent nightmares. What is going on in the mind? Are they able to relax? If not, why? Why are they not able to relax? That's a good way to figure out what's going on, what they're thinking, what they're feeling, and a great way to get them to open up maybe through journaling, writing things down. How do they feel in those impulsive moments if they can recall their dreams? What type of tension do they feel when certain images pop across their thought process? How are they able to reflect what's going on internally? That's really important to make sure that they have a healthy development state so that they can properly articulate and define for themselves when they have these issues as an adult. So that way they have a clear way to, you know, refresh themselves, address themselves, be able to accurately identify the issue and seek out a credible solution that creates balance for them and allows them to be balanced in their environments. So that's really important. Point number 6, declining grades, loss of interest in schoolwork, or not wanting to go to school. Declining grades to me is a really big one. If you have an AB student and for whatever reason, the GPA starts to drop, you definitely need to call a parent-teacher conference. You definitely need to sit down with your young person, be aware that whatever's going on with them cognitively, there has been a shift and it is reflecting in their ability to produce. And that is something that you need to get on top of right away, because if you don't handle that, that can have a really negative effect on them as an adult, their ability to perform on a higher level, their ability to be independent of you, and the success that is tied to their ability to problem solve and be a critical thinker that can develop solutions not only for themselves, but for other people. These are great skills that we use even as adults, but we definitely need to make sure that our young people are aware of how the little things, if they're not attended to, can become larger issues that become very expensive, either through a lack of communication or to then get trained on how to better communicate, and has an effect on their overall success as an adult because of the way that they deal with things, the way that they view opportunities, the way that they interact with people. So those are very important points. We're moving on to number 7, sudden loss of friends or avoidance of social situations. Yes. Number 7, loss of friends and avoidance of social situations. Are they losing people that were close to them? If so, that's okay. Make sure that they know it's okay and be able to understand why it's happening. In your watchful eye, as you know, the person looking on, because hindsight is 20/20, and also in their mind as well. Why have you outgrown this person? Or has this person outgrown you? Or why are you not as close? Why are you avoiding social situations? Do you not feel exclusive? Do you not feel inclusive? Do you feel dejected? Have you been rejected? What is going on? What's the change? So again, I believe that was number 7. We're going to move on to number 8. Yes, yes, yes. Number 8, feeling of hopelessness or decreased self-esteem. Very important. How do you feel? Again, being able to identify how you feel, either by writing it down or being able to vocally express oneself, is a very healthy way to articulate and acknowledge what's going on through self-awareness. So have those conversations. How are you doing? How are you feeling? What's going on? Be ready to talk without being judgmental. That's really important. People want to feel that they are being heard and understood. And that's where we get empathy. Maybe I'm not in your shoes, but I have an understanding based on my own personal experiences that can allow me to empathize with you. Or sympathy. Maybe I don't understand. I will never understand. But I want to be available to you because I see that you are hurting and I do understand what it means to be in a state of imbalance where you're doubting yourself, and I don't want you to be in that place. Okay, we're going to move on to number 9. Self-destructive behaviors such as running away from home, harming themselves, or talking about suicide. Suicide rates have been on the rise with everyone, but mainly young people. So it's really important that they feel safe. Self-destructive behaviors, there can be multiple reasons why those things are happening. Issues of mental illness, these can be social issues, these can be a number of reasons. But when we have these open conversations, we can properly identify what is going on. It might be because of bullying, it might not have anything to do with bullying, but these are great ways to identify that something is wrong, that there needs to be a conversation, and that these might be little pebbles all related to one singular issue, and it might be a really big one. So we have to be aware and have the boldness to be open and hear what people have to say when it comes to how they feel about themselves, their environment, and where they fit in all of that, to really be able to help someone, especially if they're being bullied, see outside of that box, that oppressive box that is trying to be put on them. So those were signs a child is being bullied. Take that to heart. Hopefully, if you want to, share that with someone, feel free to do so. Send them over the podcast. You can share the podcast with them. Take notes. If you missed a few of those points and you want to catch them again, we'll go ahead and rewind. We're not going anywhere. You'll catch the rest of the show. And continue to listen, because we have more to say. It's been a pleasure to share this information. I hope you take it all in. These are even points that I can apply as an adult. And that's one thing I love about this website. A lot of the information is practical. It's applicable at every stage in the game. Life doesn't change. The players don't change. Nothing new is under the sun, right? That's how the world goes. We're human beings. So we have to make sure that we're present, that we're checking in, that we're available to ourselves and to others, and that we're aware of how we are treating each other in our culture and in our communities, to make sure that we're growing and moving forward in a positive direction. And those are things that bring forth positive change. We have to educate ourselves and educate each other. You're listening to the Blog Music Art Culture. We are almost done. We're going to take a quick 1-2 breather. And when we come back from these announcements, we're going to get into the signs a child is bullying others. That's right. We can't forget about the other side of the game, right? There's two sides to every story. So what's the other side? Let's get into it. You stay right here. You stay right here, because we're almost done. But I love the fact that you've been listening and you've been hanging in there. The Blog, Music, Art, Culture. I'm your host, Dominique. Follow us on social media. Head over to our website, musicartculture.org. Make sure you subscribe to the official newsletter for the Music, Art, Culture Education Foundation. All right, listeners. Quick reminder, I thank you for your support of the Blog Music Art Culture. And for more episodes, feel free to visit us on our website. You can check out our link to our podcast. We do also share our exclusive Anchor podcast. They are so gracious in distributing it for us across other mediums as well. Our favorite other medium, other than our launching pad of Anchor, is Apple Podcasts. So if you want to follow the Blog Music Art Culture and you have a slew of subscriptions to other podcasts, well, feel free to search the Blog Music Art Culture and join our forum. Become a subscriber of the podcast. And if you haven't subscribed to our newsletter, feel free to do so by heading over to musicartculture.org. Hit the subscription button, subscribe, give us your email, and make sure that you accept your subscription once we send you out the email confirmation to start receiving our free newsletter. We'll give you all types of goodies and updates about the Music Art Culture Education Foundation and links to free info as well, such as our music playlist. We'll curate one every month for our listeners. and a link to the blog Music Art Culture, where you can get more stories and hear more interviews and get perspective on everyday issues concerning everyday people. Be sure to like, share, tweet, follow, and stay connected using our social media pages at Music Art Culture for IG and for Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. Include hashtags as well, but if you're ever looking at what we're talking about, just check out the hashtag and you'll be right up to date. You can support our local podcast by going to Anchor, anchor.fm/musicartculture, and we do accept listener support, so feel free to give it and we'll be sure to use it for the betterment of our public, our community, and for reach. All right, listeners, I'm your host, Dominique, and we are back with the blog Music Art Culture. Thank you for bearing with us through those announcements. It has been awesome sharing all this information with you. We're going to get into signs a child is being... Oh, no, we just finished signs a child is being bullied. Now we're going to get into signs a child is bullying others. That's right. We're getting into signs a child is bullying others. This is really important. We're just going to go through these again. Quick notes on how to identify if a child, maybe your child, is bullying others. Really important. I'm glad that you all are interested in this topic. I'm glad that you all are concerned and you've been sticking with this podcast to get the information as it's being given and how to implement it in your everyday life and roll it over to your social media consumption and maybe in some of how you handle your interpersonal relationships as well. This is great information across the board. So let's get into the signs. Number one, signs a child is bullying others. Again, signs a child is bullying others. Number one, they get into physical or verbal fights. Number one, that's a big deal. Signs a child is bullying others. So you might know someone who's victimizing other people. Here are the signs. This is how you identify if someone is constantly being the aggressor. That's what this list is about. Number one, is this person constantly getting into physical or verbal fights? Is there always an issue? Number two, have friends who bully others. That's a big one. Are they only friends with people who like to bully? Number three, are increasingly aggressive. Now, that is interesting because we can get into that one all day. But let's break it down on a simplified level. Now, if you have kids or if you're a hyper-aggressive person due to your working environment, some people have jobs that have a lot of stress. They require a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of personal sacrificing. And or if you're a person who is very competitive, you're very analytical, you're very data-driven. If you play sports, your job involves a lot of physical contact and or hands-on interaction with your environment or maybe the people around you, that might roll over into some of your other relationships. So that is a great talking point in order to define if your job or some other factors are enabling the child or sometimes even the adult to have increased aggression. And it doesn't mean that necessarily they're aware of it, but it could be something that, if you have a parent who's a coach or a parent who's an attorney or a lawyer, someone who is bred to be aggressive because that's what the role requires, it's really important that when we're operating outside of those aggressive environments, that we have an accountability partner, that we become self-aware, and we have someone who can tell us, turn it down. And if we have children that we work with or we're around on a consistent basis, we always need to be aware of ourselves so that they can be aware of themselves as well. Because if you have aggressive parents, you might not notice that you're overly aggressive, either in the classroom, in your conversation with other adults unintendedly, even on the playground. homework assignments, you know, you're willing to argue if your answer or your reply is right, and sometimes it might be wrong, but you want to defend yourself, you have to have those conversations. So that was number three, increasingly aggressive behavior. That is a sign that maybe someone is a bully. Have that conversation, explore that, because aggression can come from many different forms. So we have to be clear, is it because this child has a behavioral issue? Does this adult have a behavioral pattern that can be an issue? Or is it work-related stress energy that we are absorbing as a rollover from what happened throughout the day? Very important questions to ask. Let's roll over into number four. Gets sent to the principal's office or to detention frequently. That's an important part as well. You know, you have to look at the variables. Look at the variables. Is the child always in the principal's office? Is there always an issue with an authority figure? That's really what it boils down to. Are they frequently having to be reprimanded or addressed for their behavior to the point where they are now being isolated and it's being documented that they have created an offense that now requires an action that will then separate them and is an abnormal reaction to their behavior, which they introduced in the environment, which others in authority thought was inappropriate. That's important. It's important to break those things down, because sometimes when we just look at these signs and we look at these sentences and these words and they're clustered together, we don't really break down what they mean, not only for adults, but also for minors who are trying to figure it out and for the authority figures who have to implement these things. These are a form of violation. If you have to be placed on detention, suspension, it's a form of violation. And if it's happening more than once on a weekly basis, once every 30 days, once every 3 days, you have, you know, to be placed in the corner or put in isolation, we need to be able to define those things, be honest, have the conversation, define what the behavior is so we can absorb and observe where it's coming from, and create a way to address positive ways to reinforce positive behavior so that way we get the outcome that we want, which is for you not to always have to be reprimanded for whatever's going on with you, whether it's a verbal outburst, a physical outburst, you know, non-compliance of whatever the sort. We got to get that in line. So that was point number four. Let's move on to number five. Have unexplained extra money or new belongings. This is really important, and I'm really glad that the website discusses this point, because a lot of times red flag all day. This is point number five. It's very important. If you're not giving your child money, you need to know where it's coming from. If your partner, spouse, whomever has funds, okay, would you not want to know how that income is coming in? You answer that question for yourself. Personally, I would want to know. I would be concerned even if it was a friend. If I have a friend and, you know, all of a sudden they're spending a large amount of unaccounted funds that they did not have before, I would ask some general concerning questions. So I think definitely we would need to do the same thing when it comes to these minors, because whether they're working or not, some teenagers have work permits. A lot of them don't. Whether it's babysitting, we need to be able to have that conversation. How did you get the extra five? Where did the extra 20 come from? You know, even if your minor has a part-time job, where is the funds? Where are they coming from? What is your pay rate? Is this extra money? Where is this extra money coming from? We need to be aware to have those conversations. We want them to learn righteous habits. We don't want them to learn that because you're earning money, there has to be no assumption of an ethical or personal standard on how to get that money, how to earn that money. And we do need to be aware of where they're getting these belongings. If, again, we need to really protect them, make sure that they're not being preyed upon, make sure that they won't be a potential victim for someone else because they don't have enough information to ask the right questions. We want to make sure that we're filling in the blanks. We're being made aware. Once we're made aware of what's going on, we're asking the right questions so we can have that conversation and offer some protection for these young people, so that way they can make informed decisions about how they're interacting with the world, especially when it comes to belongings. Okay, belongings equal property. Okay, property equals value. Value equals, you know, money. And money, you know, you got to make sure you know how you're getting it, because everybody gets involved at that point, you know, even Uncle Sam. He wants you to pay taxes, and they want to know where all the money is going, even if you're not paying taxes. So you need to be very aware, because we want to make sure that everybody is safe and they're not running into any issues that they will potentially have to pay even larger penalties for. And we want to make sure that we're aware of how they're forming ideas and values about money and things, so that way we can create hopefully a balance for them and give them some perspective when it comes to college, when it comes to career, when it comes to recognizing larger opportunities. So, but on a smaller level, yes, definitely. If your minor child is coming home with things that did not belong to them when they left out of the house this morning, or that they couldn't have accumulated from Monday through Friday because they don't have a job, and or you did not buy that for them, grandma did not buy that for them, red flag, honey. Sir, ma'am, have a conversation. Please ask some questions. Moving on. I think this is point number six, people. Yeah, that was... Okay, point number six. Blame others for their problems. Accountability is really important. Accountability is very, very, very important. We don't want people blaming other people for things that other people could not have helped you to do, right? The power of choice. It's really important that young people understand the power of choice. No one... can peer pressure, woo, the enemy of life. But guess what? With all the pressure in the world, no one can choose for you. You are an active member in your own life. You are the determining factor of your life based on your choices. So we have to teach accountability. And for those who lack it, well, that could be a sure sign that there will be or are already problems developing with that child's or that individual's ability to assess their involvement in a situation. And that can lead to larger issues down the road. So blames others for their problems. If your kid is wrong, just say it. We're not saying that your kid is the enemy to the world, but we just want you to acknowledge that something was wrong, an offense was created. How do we move on to a solution? That is the end all be all. How do we move on together to formulate a solution that keeps peace for the whole situation? So accountability is key. Form a relationship that enables accountability. And if you have a child that puts blame on others for their problems, that can potentially be a red flag that a child is bullying others. These are great points, people. Wouldn't you agree? That was number six. Let's move on to number seven. Don't accept responsibility for their actions. Well, that went on to the, what, number six, because we just did number seven. Number seven is don't accept responsibility for their actions. Well, yes, the victimizer is not accepting responsibility for their own actions. Therefore, we go back to point number six. They're blaming others for their problems. They coincide. See, they're codependent on one another. It wasn't my fault. It was someone else's fault. So again, accountability tools are really important. And number eight, the last point, are competitive and worry about their reputation or popularity. This goes back to the conversation on peer pressure. Very important to be able to identify ways to have those conversations, how to address peer pressure. If you feel that, or the individual feels, or the child feels that they are potentially placed in danger physically, emotionally, whatever, verbally, there needs to be a system in place where there are safe words, where there is a way for that child to express themselves so that they don't feel as though they're being put at risk if they don't attack, either verbally, socially, or physically. So important signs again, and very important, very important. We don't want them to lash out based on the three types of bullying that we learned. So these are ways to identify if your child is a bully, because maybe there's some deeper issues going on that are isolated, maybe relational. And it's not about pointing blame, but it's really about assigning balance to that individual so that way they don't need to lash out in the form of bullying, or they don't need to be abusive to themselves. So this was great, 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 great tips. Signs a child is being bullied. We wrapped up with signs a child is bullying others. I hope you take that information to heart. Again, go ahead, feel free to share this podcast with any loved ones, friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, if you feel that it was informative to you. It's just great information to have about how the government views things like bullying and ways to stop bullying and ways to really stay informed. And it's really important. Keep listening. We're going to wrap up shortly. But before we do, one last bit of statistical information. Oh, man, oh, man. When we get back, we'll share it with you on the blog, Music, Art, Culture. I'm your host, Dominique. Thank you for listening. Let's talk a few more statistics. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you've enjoyed the information provided. Again, you can find more information on the initiative to stop bullying on the official website of the United States government entitled stopbullying.gov. Again, stopbullying.gov. stopbullying.gov. Great information, great tips. Hashtag stop bullying, hashtag bullying. Whew, lots of information. And I've enjoyed sharing it with you. It's been my pleasure, to be honest. It's very insightful, very, very, very informative. It gives us some insight based on some of the information that they have been able to collect regarding data from surveys. And before we wrap up, it's always important to, again, as we've been saying throughout the podcast, to be aware of one's own sense of self, their environment, the environment that they create for others, but also be cognitive and present in the event that someone is being victimized. That way we can be on the lookout for things that will be a red flag to let us know and let others know that something isn't right, so that way everyone can function in a stable environment that is safe and that does not put them at risk. So those are really important tips, especially with a lot of the issues that we have going on socially, beyond our local communities, but also globally. These are great things to be aware of as we live in a global society. Very popular, very, very popular term, being in a global society. It's very true. We are global citizens. And though we cross the globe on every point as people, we first can only do what we can do one by one in our own communities by the way we treat each other. So let's reflect that goodness and that positivity and inform one another on ways to create a more welcoming environment for all people. And it starts within our own community, within our own environments. And it's that wonderful ripple effect that happens. We become an example of this version of a better existence, a better sense of self, this reflection of excellence that people take with them wherever they go and they embody. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to reflect positivity in people and in our atmosphere. I don't know, little FYI. Hope I didn't go too deep for some of you, but let's get into these statistics. Oh, so, fun fact, 2012, indicators of school crime and safety. They've got some info, and what they showed in their data is that an adult was notified in less than half of bullying incidents, which means less or about around 40%. That's very concerning. Kids aren't telling adults for many reasons, and regardless of what those reasons are, maybe they feel helpless, maybe the experience is humiliating, they're scared of the backlash from the bully, they are already feeling, you know, socially isolated, so they're just ready to give up, they don't feel like anybody understands, there is no safety outlet, or maybe they just have a fear from being rejected by their peers and not the bully. Maybe they don't want their friends to think that they couldn't cut it, and now they are now being isolated because the friends think that they're tattletales, or, you know, they're not cool, or, you know, they're rats, they ratted somebody out, or they're big baby, you're a big baby, you can't handle it. You know, my brother, my sister does this to me all the time. My uncle says, my dad says, my mom says, and you don't fit into that mold of what people are saying. That means that maybe something is wrong with you. So these are all things to consider on how to open up a conversation with an individual who might be having an internal struggle about something that can be fixed and addressed in a positive way that allows them to feel empowered without reducing someone else. Yes, you have the right to stand up for yourself. These are important notes because they're not just for children. They're not just for tweens, teens, and young adolescents. They really roll over into adulthood, and they tend to reflect how adults, people over 18, interact with their peers, their adult peers, not only in their personal relationships, but in their interpersonal relationships, in business, in the office, beyond the office, at the barbershop, in the grocery store, you know, at the baseball game, at the basketball game, maybe even on the football field. So these are things that we need to be aware of, and I'm glad that you were able to join the conversation. This has been an eye-opening experience for me. I'll be sure to share the resource on our Google Plus page. That's right, for the Music Art Culture Education Foundation. Follow us on Google Plus as well. You can do so by heading over to our website, musicartculture.org. Click the G Plus, and that will take you to our Google Plus page. You will see info like the website, stopbullying.gov, for more information on how you can just explore everything on how to stop bullying, all the definitions according to the government on what bullying is, cyberbullying included, and you can figure out what that means for you in your everyday life and how you can be an impact leader of change to make sure that the conversation stays open about what bullying is, being able to identify who is a bully, being able to identify the types of bullying, being able to identify the signs of bullying, and being able to be a listening board for anyone who might be a victim. I thank you for listening. Feel free to subscribe to our newsletter. Feel free to follow us over social media. And be sure to tune in next week when we give our latest episode, a new episode of the blog Music Art Culture. I'm your host, Dominique. Thank you for listening. Stay connected. Join the conversation. Until next time, it's been a pleasure.